Above Jesus, there was an inscription that read, "This is the King of Jesus." Last Supper, Jesus went to pray in the Garden of Gethsemane, the Garden of Olives. He prayed and he asked God, "Can you take away this cup? But if it's not your will, I will take it." So Jesus was sick. He's really taken a very painful experience, the cup of blood. He sacrificed himself. He asked God, "Can leave him alone, leave him this cup away from him." But he finally said, "If it is your will, I will take it." So God the Father gave him really this cup, not even physical suffering, even spiritual suffering. He cried out, although it's not mentioned in this Gospel of Luke, but Matthew and Mark repeat this phrase from the Psalm 22. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why have you abandoned me? Surely we know God never abandoned his son, but the feeling, it's not in the hell. There's no more God. Complete darkness. And that's the life of Jesus. Completely for us. Offer his life for us. That's why he asks us to love one another as he, the way he loves us. That means we'll have love until we sacrifice ourselves for others. So at times where we grudging, asking, "God, why this happened to me? I'm so good and so much bad things happen to me." That's a time we embrace this Jesus forsaken, this abandoned Jesus. He cried out for the sake of love. He said yes to God the Father. Even now when you suffer, offer it to Jesus for the sake of the world, for the salvation of the world. So even little things you can share for the salvation of the world. So just, not just to complain, why? The only why is because God wants you to share with him this little suffering for the sake of the world. So be joyful, be happy, not because we have so many causes, we don't know how to confront, how to solve many problems. Doesn't matter. Even until you die, you cannot solve. This is not a big deal. In your mind, you say, "Thank you, Lord. You allow me to share with you for the sake of humanity." And this is your existence. Not because only for yourself, but for others. Jesus came on earth to share the love of God the Father towards others. We too, through this little suffering, being close to Jesus, as being one with Jesus, we offer our life for the others, for the sake of others. So thank the Lord that we are called being disciples. That's why Jesus says, "Come, follow me." His footstep, step by step, doing the will of God, step by step, saying our yes to God the Father, step by step. Even difficulties, when we're in darkness, we say, "I command my spirit." That's what Jesus has done, and now we follow him.